Department, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
And again, our community connection this morning brought to you by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move. Also brought to you this morning by Bartlesville First Baptist Church and by Tall Grass Motors. Opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time this morning with Patty Beavers from Family Crisis and Counseling Center. She is a victim advocate and court advocate with the program, but we talk about a lot more things. But Patty, it looks like you've been looking over some recent reports from, I believe it's from the state of Oklahoma, on the incidence of things like domestic violence and family violence and dating violence and probably a few other things we haven't mentioned yet.
Absolutely.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me today. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm. What color is that? The purple?
Purple.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, we all wore purple yesterday.
Okay.
For domestic violence, and we take every opportunity we're given to speak with people. Whether it's next week we go to Rogers State and make ourselves available to talk about prevention for the students if they want to come to this time slot that they've set up for us. And that's a new group that we're going to work with from time to time, but they ask us to come for October.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the schools.
Rogers State Bartlesville campus.
The Bartlesville campus, right.
I didn't know if you were making a trip to Claremore or not, but I assumed you were going to do it here.
No, they've got Claremore's Domestic Violence Center helping them over at Claremore. So, okay. It'll be here in the Bartlesville. Of course, we have our prevention specialist that goes to our schools, here already. So, but it's, we're excited to go and meet some of the students and, make them aware of some red flags, and healthy relationships, good boundaries, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Answer their questions that they might have. And just let them be aware of our agency and that we're there to help. And last week I was at some strangulation and choking training and went to Pawhuska for that for the day.
You know how to choke people now, right?
Yeah. And actually how easily it's done and how few seconds it takes, for serious damage to be done and permanent damage to be done. So it's, it's never ending. And it kind of prompted me to find the most current domestic violence homicide report for Oklahoma, to go back to some of the notes that I had written and find it in here to share.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it's what you want to hear first thing in the morning, but
whether you hear it or not, I think it's important that we do.
Well, that's the whole deal. We like to think that things like that don't happen, and if you're not aware of it, don't have a family member or a friend, a lot of times don't.
It's the whole NIMBY syndrome, not in my backyard,
Absolutely. And unfortunately, it's next door.
Which is close enough.
Yeah. And so this report was put together in 2014, so the most current information for it is 2013. And it just runs that far behind, mm-hmm. getting statistics and reports in from everybody.
Sure.
But in 2013, 90 victims lost their lives to domestic violence in Oklahoma.
Well, it's like you were talking about choking violence, and I realize that's probably just a small subset. But, a properly applied choke, you can cause unconsciousness in 3 seconds. And if you keep on applying that choke once they're unconscious, you can easily cause death with very short time.
And that's the issue here is people don't realize how the seconds it is between life and death, if that makes sense.
No. You go to any CPR class, and they'll talk about the number of seconds. I believe right off the top of my head it's 4 minutes, that if you're not, the brain is deprived of oxygen for 4 minutes, you're causing brain death at that point. So.
And if they're cutting off their air passages on the jugulars, then you're talking about blood veins bursting in your brain up there, because from here up then there's all that blood that can't go back down. So and then no matter how few seconds, 15 seconds, how many seconds they do this, if you don't realize that damage can be done, especially if it's repeated, if you don't have this checked out, if it doesn't kill you now, chances are great it'll kill you next time, because, you know, damage is done each time, if that makes sense. And so that's something that's new to our protective orders, to make sure we go over. We have some forms, some more questions for them to ask, bless their hearts, to make them aware. Because a lot of times to our victims that come in, that's just part of it. So when you ask them, you know, were you choked or strangled? Yeah, but, you know, he hit me. He, you know, he threw me down. He broke my phone. You know, all these other things, they, you know, it's just a small
far,
part of it.
Pretty far down on the list, right. You know. But,
but the main thing is it's a very serious one.
Right.
You know, that if they could get checked out today, it might keep them from having strokes later or, you know, get the care that they need. You know, for the burst blood vessels in the brain and stuff like that.
And that's one reason why you and I frequently talk about the reports need to be made, whether those reports are with a police officer or with a sexual assault nurse or a nonprofit or whomever, that at least whether that ever goes further than that. And I know many people make the report and then back off.
Right.
But at least that report needs to be made.
It's established, absolutely. Yeah. It's a point, because the next time it happens, you know, it could... Well, have you reported this before? No, but it happened before. You know, report everything. And you know, if you may not want it today. You know, you may not think, you know, that you want a protective order today or something like that. But continue to report it, because then the next time it crosses over and you think, you know what, you know, this is the third time he or she's done this, you know, and I'm going after a protective order, it helps then to have...
One of the things the judge looks at most of the time is pattern of behavior. Was this a one time, you know, or is there a history?
Right.
Yeah. So yeah.
But anyway, in the state of Oklahoma, we happen to have an 18-member multidisciplinary team from all representations of the different state agencies that convene and go over these reports and how. Where they see the weaknesses in all the different agencies, whether it's our type of agency or law enforcement or mental health, you know, they look for the weaknesses and the holes, the gaps that are there, and then make recommendations on legislation that needs to be made to get rid of that little loophole, or where more attention needs to be given. So it's looked at all the time. Again, these 90 victims that died, there was also 10 of the perpetrators that also died, and they were from suicide. You know, of the 90 victims that died, 10 of the perpetrators or abusers, you know, ended up committing suicide in that year of 2013.
And that again goes into all the other things that people like you, like the Suicide Prevention Coalition, like law enforcement, all need access to those numbers, you know.
Right. Yeah. Just to put them in perspective.
Right.
You know, and so of these that committed suicide, you know, those are, you know, including like the mothers that, you know, drown their kids and then kill themselves, you know, things like that. So. Yeah. It's not all domestic violence, the physical abuse type thing, and then they kill themselves because they can't handle it. It's, you know, all facets of that.
Well, and that borders over into other criminal behavior, and I'm not trying to jump ahead of where I think you're going, but that also figures into other things like elder abuse and all the other things that can be related to family violence.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. The sad thing that just breaks my heart, of course, most of it breaks my heart, but the one that really hits home, because I have an elderly mother, then are the older adult children then that are abusing the parents, you know, and it's just sad, you know, to me. But that's to be reported just like child abuse. It's the same hotline number. And then...
Which is?
Ooh, I don't know it.
Oh, okay.
I'm
We'll find that out during
the break. Well, it's DHS's hotline number, so I'm very sorry. I didn't come prepared. If I had a yellow card with me, I could have done it.
We'll look it up and get on.
Yeah, look up DHS, and it's their hotline number. And it needs to be reported just like child abuse.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then, you know, Oklahoma, unfortunately, has jumped up to where we are third in the United States of women killed by men in a single victim or single offender homicide.
And that hotline number is 800-522-3511.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So sometimes you think, well, that the DHS for the kids, you know, this is an elderly, but they, you know, they explain to you it's one and the same hotlines.
Well, and the same personality types that can do it to one frequently can do it to the other.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Right. Okay, so from this 2014 year of reports that came in was actually for the data of 2012. So in 2012, we moved up to third. And that's certainly nothing. And in 2010, we were 17th. But in 2011, we went to third. In 2012, we stayed at third in the United States.
It's nice to be high in the rankings, but not on that one.
Not this one, yeah. Of the other domestic violence offenses reported to law enforcement in that year, in 2013, 828 were sex crimes, 2,076 were assaults, which is usually what causes them to come into our office, and 19,848 assault and batteries, mm-hmm. Representing an increase of 22,280 over 12 to 22,801 in 2013.
Wow.
This is in Oklahoma again.
Yeah, and I'm just going to, because we're overlapping into something that Crime Stoppers is interested in, I'm going to at least point people to our P3 Tips app. It's a free app that is downloadable for any variety of smartphone, Apple or Android, either one. It's a free app, and as you auto-select the Bartlesville programs, you'll see both the school programs and the local community program. But if you know of an assault of any type, mm-hmm. It's one thing you can report anonymously. So,
absolutely, yeah. Report it, because you may be the only one that ends up helping save someone's life. Report it and let the police check it out. There may may not be anything, but then there's that incident log where they did go out to that residence to check something out, and they may, get there and realize that, this is a problem, and this person, let's see if they don't want some help.
So right.
They make recommendations to them to contact us. Okay, may
yeah.
I go on?
Yeah,
all right, of
do,
these
please.
90 victims,
uh-huh.
46 were female and 44 were male. So this is not...
That's pretty close to 50-50,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm. So, a lot of times, it's... Some of the paperwork's driven, the way the wording, the people's mindset, is that it's women. But in the deaths, mm-hmm. It was 46 of those 90 were female and 44 were males. Now, of those 44, 24 of those 44 males, 24 were killed by male perpetrators, and the other 20 were killed by female perpetrators. And then of the 46 females that were murdered, 40 were killed by male, and the others were killed by adult females.
Okay.
So.
Well, again, those are numbers that show how we show up as an offender and also as a class of victims. So
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's whether you're male or female and you're the victim, at some point, what we want them to do is come see us before they get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
But sure, they get to the point where they've been abused, for such a long period of time that they just, they just lose it,
sure.
and that's where we would hope they would come to us earlier, get a protective order, get out of that situation, stay out of the situation, and that way it doesn't end up this way.
Exactly. And we will continue and let you know how you can get out of that situation. Make the report, show up at the shelter, and more when we continue with Patty Beavers and Family Crisis and Counseling Center information coming up in just a moment on K1.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church will be hosting a gathering fellowship with Denise Lopez Saturday, October 29th at 405 South Cherokee. Tickets for this event are $29 and include luncheon, shopping, lots of complimentary take-home gifts, holiday ideas for the family, entertaining, reducing stress, and keeping the reason for the season in your holiday activities. Tickets can be purchased online at mybfbc.org or by calling 918-336-6172. Doors open at 11 and tickets are limited, so purchase your tickets today.
And continuing our time on A Community Connection, talking with Patty Beavers from Family Crisis and Counseling Center. She is a victim and court advocate for the center. A lot of other services that are available, but when you were talking just before we took the break about, you know, there is a time when, gee, you really wish that people had come to you sooner, but the fact is they do come to you, and that's the important part.
Absolutely. We want our message to be out there, you know, that we're there, that we provide free services for all victims. If they just want to ask us questions, they can even call anonymously, and we'll, you know, listen to what's going on with them, make our suggestion on what services that we have that might help them. If it's not about domestic violence, it's something else, then we will make referrals for other agencies here in town that they might, you know, contact. But, you know, when you look at us being in Oklahoma ranking third for women killed by men in a single incident, together with a well-established cycle of violence, early prevention and education efforts become a critical component in order, you know, to for the overall prevention and education. You know, that way we can, you know, come up with a plan for them so that they can remove themselves from this situation and then possibly, you know, not have those domestic violence homicides. So yes, it's that at the, if the statistics are, women will go 6 to 8 times back to that relationship, whether they've broken their bones, they've you know, caused concussions, whether they've choked them and they have damage. You know, these victims, male or female, they do love that person.
They wouldn't be there if they
right.
didn't.
But the sad thing, there's is such a power and control issue that they think they have to do this. So it's kind of like a brainwashing in its own little way, you know. So, you know, our services can help them, you know, go back to where, you know, you should, this is how, this what he's doing or she's doing to you is part of this cycle here. And this is exactly what you're experiencing. So then when you acknowledge, oh my gosh, this is it, you know, and this is, you know, then you can, what we hope that they do is understand this, educate themselves about it, and then realize that this is not normal. And there are, you know, resources out there for them to get help, or for her and her children, or him and his children, to be removed from that home where they're not in harm's way.
Yeah, and I think that's something that you draw that picture just about every time, that this is a situation that most of the time there is a certain number, and I don't know what the number is, 3, 5, 7, 9, 10, that times, but that we find these victims in that situation before they speak up, before they ask for help, before they finally call you up and say, I need to come to the shelter, where do I go?
Right, absolutely. It's a, you know, sometimes they'll come in and they've been there before. They fell for that, the honeymoon phase of it. Yeah, I promise I'll get help. I promise I won't do this again. You know how much I love you. Here's a diamond ring, or here's a diamond bracelet, or here's, you know, all these things. And of course you want to believe that. That's human nature. You want to believe that. And a lot of times the women will drop the protective orders if they did have them, because they want them they want to be a family. But this person needs help. You know, the abuser needs help. He's not going to be, or she will not be able to change on their own.
So basically, once you got that protective order, you're saying, and if I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, you're saying that individual needs to keep that in place, and, you know, it was there for a reason. Get that person some help.
Absolutely, right. But again, the, you know, I see it every day. I'm sorry, I kind of stumble here because it just kind of gets me going. You know, I see it every day. No, not every day. You know, I see it
frequently.
Often. Yes, where they come back in. You know, I got one last year. You helped me, and you know, well, the judge will be upset with me. I said, no, he will not. I said, you know, that's why we're here. We want you to know we're here and that we're here to help. I said, because of the average times. I said, maybe you don't realize this, but, you know, this goes on several times.
I know our judges well enough. They probably privately will be upset, but they're not going to say it to you. They're not going to show it to you.
No, because it's you know, what you see, you know, they're ashamed that they're back. You know what I mean? That they've gone back to this person and now they're back where they were. It was worse than it was before. But that's a battered, you know, man or woman. That's a battered relationship.
Yeah.
And if you know anything about that power and control, it's just, it is, you know, that's just the way it goes, you know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of classic where the public that doesn't know anything about this goes, well, she went back to him, you know, he must not be too bad or whatever. But if you knew all the power and control that and manipulation that's part of that, then, you know, it's you would understand that sometimes, you know, they'll go back and forth and, you know, the general public just doesn't understand that,
yeah.
you know, power and control part.
But as an organization, Family Crisis and Counseling Center, as an individual and part of that organization, you, Patty, and the other people that are part of your organization, you're there to stand by the victim and help them along the way.
Absolutely.
And so it's a matter of you're there to document situations that when it is time to go to the judge, you've basically already got the paperwork half filled out, theoretically, for them.
Yes.
How does somebody get started? It starts with a phone call. I mean, you've got an office just down the
right.
street, but frequently it starts with a phone call.
Absolutely. just to give you an example, we do an estimate of about 400 protective orders a year. So far, we've done 310 this year. From January, we've had 194 crisis calls that got documented. We're supposed to document all so that I can say, well, we had 360, but sometimes you're just back to back, you know, or away from your office and you don't get them documented.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had 194 documented, and the majority of those are shelter calls. That's where our shelter calls come in, or is on our crisis line, because they're trying to get away and they don't want that abuser to know where they are.
Right.
So they may be from Bartlesville or they may not be.
Just looking at the calendar and also kind of looking at the clock, this is the time of year that as the Christmas holiday season comes upon us, numerically you're going to see more and more calls because that's just a more stressful situation for people.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's so many things that the stress of the holidays, a lot of times it's about money, and a lot of times it's just the stress of, you know, family coming in or you having to go to that family, and then maybe the abuser has kept them isolated for that purpose so they don't know, and then there's the stress, well, is she going to say anything, are they going to figure anything out, you know, and then how are they going to behave differently, you know. It's yeah, there's a lot of triggers with holidays.
Yeah, if people would like to find out more, or maybe they know of a friend, a relative, maybe themselves are in this type of a situation, you've got a phone call they can call, a phone number they can call and get started with the process.
Absolutely. 918-336-1188. That's our agency number. It's answered 24 hours, 7 days a week. And just, you know, ask what's available. You know, I don't know anything about protective orders or what, you know, what's out there that can protect me and my children and stuff like that.
And you can get it more at Family Crisis and Counseling Center. That's our community connection this morning.
Well, we may be in for a mild winter in Oklahoma. At least that's according to the NOAA Winter